What was the other thing you mentioned about today's session?
Well, so the other thing in today's session focused on Hodgkin lymphoma, and we saw a presentation from Stanford, from Dr. Horning, looking at a very mature long-term follow-up of a study in early-stage Hodgkin lymphoma that compared combined modality therapy with a chemotherapy, honestly, that we don't use anymore, vinblastine, methotrexate, and bleomycin, plus involved field radiation therapy to a group of patients who received extended field radiation therapy. And when the data was initially published, what it demonstrated is that the more limited radiation and the course of chemotherapy was adequate to give you the same results as extended field radiation therapy, but they seemed to be very similar. But now with very long mature data, what's emerged is actually that combined modality therapy had a survival advantage. And for the Hodgkin lymphoma experts, whenever we see anything showing an overall survival advantage, it gets our attention because treatment and salvage therapy have been so effective in this disease that we usually can get rid of survival advantages, and we often, you know, base our decisions on event-free or failure-free survival. But with very long follow-up, we saw this survival difference. And it wasn't based on Hodgkin's disease recurrence. That wasn't the problem. It was oftentimes the patients had recurrent Hodgkin lymphoma, but in both groups, very few people died of Hodgkin lymphoma. But because the radiation patients required multiple repeated treatments, they had more secondary tumors, more cardiovascular events. So their late effects of their combined series of treatments resulted in an inferior survival. In data that Dr. Horning mentioned in an answer to a question but didn't show, she did analyze the outcome of patients who never failed. So that gets rid of all the secondary effects of additional treatment. And even there, there was a very strong trend in favor of the combined modality therapy. So what it suggests is that if you look at the data, particularly in a curable disease like Hodgkin lymphoma, and you wait long enough, things will emerge that will integrate the long-term effects of your therapy. And I think that is an important lesson in highly curable diseases.
What kinds of second tumors were seen, and what do we know about the cardiovascular disease and how it correlated with the type of therapy they got?
Well, the cardiovascular disease was significantly greater in the patients who got extended field radiation therapy. Truth be told, this is a little bit old-fashioned radiation therapy. The patients who got extended field, for the most part, got between 40 and 44 gray, which is a high dose, and the typical doses that are used today in combined modality therapy are 20 to 30 gray. But with the extended field, you know, in the mantle, you involve the cardiac os, so you get accelerated atherosclerosis. And that's almost certainly a major contributor to the cardiovascular late risk.
What about valvular disease?
Well, valvular disease has been well described as complications of mantle radiation in Hodgkin lymphoma. It wasn't specifically commented on today's session, but it has been well described. So one of the big advantages of shrinking fields is that you reduce the radiation to the heart, sometimes 100%. Because you completely are off the heart. In large mediastinal fields, you'll still probably get some of the heart in the field. But for a neck presentation, axillary presentation, the dose to the heart will be reduced to zero.
What about second tumors? What type were seen?
There was a range of second tumors. Lung cancers were seen. And actually, there was another presentation, Princess Margaret, by a fellow, Dr. Donnie. And what they found is, and this was looking at the late complications after transplant for Hodgkin lymphoma, but there was lung cancer. Interestingly, in both of these series, there wasn't a big comment about the risk of breast cancer, which we know is a significantly enhanced risk, particularly in the days when mantles were used and the higher doses were used. We're hoping that the risk of breast cancer is dramatically reduced with using involved field and lower doses, but we still need another 10 or 15 years of follow-up to know that we can reduce that breast cancer risk.